Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of Work of Art by Asake. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Work of Art by Asake was released on June 16th, 2023 under Empire YNBL Nation, and it is 14 songs deep, which represents 36 minutes, 51 seconds of runtime. There is only one collaboration, and that's the label boss, Olamide, and... multiple producer placements, but really it's mostly Magic Sticks, Blaze Beats, and then P Prime and Anoop D'Souza on one track. As soon as we knew that Asake was releasing his sophomore album, well, people started talking. It was going to be a case of, well, maybe the sophomore curse, or we're going to get a masterpiece. And that's really what people have been talking about, and that's what I'm here to dissect. Honestly, the way Work of Art starts is beautiful with the song Olorum. And what it really does is it establishes the musicality behind Asake. I know when you look at him and, you know, just the way he looks, the way he dresses and stuff like that, sometimes it might seem gimmicky, but when it comes to the music, this guy doesn't actually play games. He is a very musical person. And this intro establishes that and really picks up from where Mr. Money with the Vibe left off. And that is a good thing. It bodes well for what he's doing, but it also does... it connects the two albums, and it's very easy to see why. When you get into track two, which is Awodi, the musicality continues, but now it's almost like the instruments are building into the album, which is an interesting play because it almost feels like he's building a song as he's building the album. Hard to articulate, but it feels like that. And of course, there are songs that we already knew. Track 3 is 230, which is a smash hit right now, sitting on like, I don't know, 11 million streams on Spotify alone. So it's huge. And then Amapiano, the one he did with Olamide, and they knocked it out of the park. And let's step away from Asake just a little bit. I love Olamide, by the way, but this is not about him either. Magic Sticks has to be one of the best Amapiano producers out there, but just producers out there. And when you say that, I know it might seem like South Africans are going to be like, nah, bro. But when you listen to the song Amapiano that he did with that Asake did with Olamide, you realize that the touch, Magic Sticks got the touch and understands the origins, which is beautiful because there's a connection to the legit sound, and you can actually feel the authenticity, and that's something that you always look for. And there's nothing that says, you know, non-South Africans cannot make good Amapiano, and this is proof. I know the rest of the album, when you listen to Work of Art, you realize that it is sort of pop piano in a way, and really establishes itself as something for the Nigerian and wider African market far more than the applicability in the local South African market. But that's what music is about. It travels and it morphs and amalgamates sounds at that. So by the time I got to track 7, which is Amapiano with Olamide, I was very, very confident that this is Asake's lane, and this is where he's going to rule for a very long time. First of all, it's hard enough to sound like him. Secondly, the way he comes up with these choruses, I don't know how he does it, but they're so catchy. Sing along pretty much. And it just gives you this, you just want to flow with the music. And he also knows how to occupy the actual like banger space, as in those songs that might not necessarily have all that musicality, but they've got this hype about them, this energy about them, and he's still gonna knock it out of the park. And what he's doing now is he's taken it a notch on work of art, because all the songs, all the songs, they really tap into a new level of that musicality that I was talking about. Now, I don't really know about this. I haven't really researched, but I started to wonder, does Asake actually have some sort of, like classical music training? Because what he's tapped into, he's almost married that aspect of music and almost like the gritty ghetto. That's what he's done, and he's come up with this sound which continues to just blow our minds. He didn't release his debut album that long ago, you know what I mean? But it's a great time for a follow-up, but he's still releasing bangers, so why not, really? Now, to help keep the lights on for this podcast and for the episodes to continue dropping frequently, head over to redsau.com, which is redsau.com, and you can purchase yourself one of the I Love African Music or I Love Nigerian Music t-shirts, and that's how you help the podcast to continue to grow. So redsau.com, you gotta do that. Now, something that I've realized in the conversations about Asake is this: he is not a problematic someone, but he's also often reduced to a guy that just managed to incorporate the log drum into Afrobeats, and that made him famous, which I think is highly unfair and really waters down what he's actually done. This is the guy that really introduced those choir type choruses in the first place and really popularized them at the commercial level, and did backing vocals on Last by Burna Boy, which was one of the biggest songs of last year, things like that. I mean, the work speaks for itself. But what he doesn't really get credit for is recognizing where an instrument like a log drum could fit and become something even more iconic outside of conventional amapiano. Yes, he has amapiano songs, but many of his songs are not even in that space, but they still occupy the log drum, and therefore becomes this sort of misnomer that he's through and through and an amapiano artist. And you can call him whatever you want, labels don't matter much to him, I'm sure, and they don't matter to me either. But from a musical standpoint, we don't see artists breaking out like this as much anymore. Like, to get an artist like Asake is, once in a while. And this also points to the greatness of the Nigerian music industry, because I mean, Asake himself is great, but geez, these guys have broken out like CK, Fireboy DML, all in a short space of time, which is crazy and awesome for us as music lovers. On this album, you're gonna get songs like Lonely at the Top, which sounds more different to the rest of the songs, but still the way it's sung becomes something that unifies the whole album, so to speak. Listening to this album from start to finish is easy for the listener because it flows and it really feels like a project. From tracks 1 right through to 14, there's no song that's going to really throw you off and be like, why? Which is a good thing. So the listening experience actually really flows, and that means the sequencing was really well done as well. Now, where I think this album lacks, and for me, that this is just out of personal preference, is I really think he could have done more collabs. 100%. The collab with Olamide is brilliant, top tier. This is something that we wanted and needed in the industry. but I would have loved to hear a bit of that versatility in terms of other people lending their own talents to this album, because what hasn't Asake done, you know? And he has collabs to prove it as well. I really would have liked to, you know, hear maybe 3-4 other voices on here, but without taking anything away from what Work of Art is, it is still a really well done album and takes advantage of people's ears in terms of Asake is the man. He's been the man for like 2 years now. So you cannot take that away from him, and he's doing well, him and his team, to take advantage of that mileage, because in music you never know when it's gonna go. And really that's what I'm getting in terms of this album as I listen to it. When I was listening to the final track on this album, which is Yoga, I started to understand that this man has studied the industry and the music around him, so he finds it easy to unify people from different walks of life. And to break it down, it's all because he has a certain level of love and respect for music from just different divides of the continent in itself, and not only Nigeria. And they become this mashup that's come together to just give us beautiful music. And that's really what I love about what we're seeing from Asake at this point. You know what? If I'm going to be really, really honest, this album is very likely going to give us 6 or 7 hits minimum. And Asake fans of old are going to be in heaven, because the songs you can sing along to are just aplenty. There's too many to pick from. And I really see that since it already has 2 smash hits as an album, now he knows this album is solid. He's really going to push with the visuals, because he's that kind of guy. And from there, turn up the dial when it comes to the marketing dollars, and TikTok, social media, they're just going to go crazy, absolutely crazy. With the challenges and everything else, which is where it's gonna go. Otherwise, you know what? Well done, Asake, you've done it again. I didn't know what he was gonna give us, honestly, considering how well his debut album did. This is not a case of the sophomore curse. He has decided that sophomore is not even a thing. He's the man of the moment, and he's the man of the future. Now, how do I rate this album out of 10? For me personally, I think it sits at around an 8.5 out of 10. Really good album. Very, very good album. But like I said, I'd have preferred a few more collaborations just for that range. Because as you listen, it kind of becomes a bit predictable how everything is going to go. So that might be a challenge for him for the next album, to try and give us something different. I don't know when this particular candle is going to blow out, but for now, it's still burning strong. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.